In our worldview today, the Taliban are declaring victory in Afghanistan's Panjshir province, the last remaining holdout in the country. The region has seen fierce fighting for several weeks now as an anti-Taliban group fought against a military offensive. A spokesman for the militant group claiming the Panjshir Valley had been completely conquered, but the National Resistance Front in Afghanistan is denying those reports, saying the resistance continues. Meanwhile, in Kabul, Taliban groups fired into crowds to break up protesters demonstrating against the new leadership in the country. Hundreds of men and women shouted, "Long live the resistance," and "Death to Pakistan," accusing the neighboring country of aiding the Taliban's return to power. The trial for the alleged masterminds behind the 9/11 attacks resumes at Guantanamo Bay today, just days before the U.S. prepares to mark 20 years since the terror attacks. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other co-defendants will appear before the military tribunal on the naval base for the first time since early 2019. The defendants were arraigned back in 2012, but their case was put on hold for more than a year and a half because of the coronavirus pandemic. Several family members of the 9/11 victims are expected to be in court to watch the men stand trial. Mohammed and his co-defendants face charges that could carry the death penalty if convicted. And Myanmar's shadow government's calling for a nationwide uprising, declaring a state of emergency in the country. In a speech posted on Facebook, the acting president of the National Unity Government urged citizens to revolt in every village, town, and city. He also called on ethnic militias to immediately attack government forces. The military government came to power earlier this year in a coup, and clashes opposing the leadership change have killed 1,000 people in the 7 months since. The push for an uprising comes ahead of the UN General Assembly, where the shadow government is urging the assembly to formally recognize a pro-opposition advocate as the country's legitimate envoy.